Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 303 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. We begin by allowing ourselves to drop into a space of I don't know, surrendering the mind, the intellect, and simply allowing ourselves to feel without the mind into the heart. And from here we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, I would like to practice a teaching of Ramana Maharshi. He says, what matters is that I am neither the body nor the mind. He says, what matters is that I am neither the body nor the mind. And to practice that, I come into the present moment, allowing myself to feel the body position. And relaxing into a comfortable position. Noticing where any stress is held in the body and letting it go, releasing. And then I turn my attention to mood or emotion. Telling the truth about it, looking for any mood or emotion. letting it be there without having to change it or fix it, just allowing it. Not trying to analyze it or judge it. It's just there. Playing as a part of awareness. And what thoughts are there? Again, not trying to stop them or fix them or judge them, simply seeing what's in awareness. Being honest with ourselves. Letting it all be there, just as it is. It's over there, and I'm here. None of those things change what I am. If they change, I'm unaffected. If they change, the mind, the body, I am unaffected. What am I? For me, I have two ways to get deeply in touch with who I am. One of the ways is to place myself in a dark room and have someone ask from the outside, is my book in there? And I know that I don't know because it's too dark to see. But when they ask, am I in there? I do know. And this knowing is what I am. The other way is a Buddhist technique of removing a part of the body, like an arm, and seeing that I haven't changed. Continually removing more parts until there's no parts left, but yet I still remain. I know that I remain. I know that I exist. Feel this existence. The only thing I know is that I exist, and that knowing is unshakable, unquestionable. And the you I'm talking about isn't a body. It isn't a mind. It's just simply existence. I exist. That's what I am. I am existence. And I know I exist. So consciousness, existence is the same thing. Feel deeply. Your existence and your knowing of it. You may want to stop the recording and stay with this feeling of existence deeply. It's the only thing that you are. You may feel it in a sensation, in awareness. From this place of knowing the knower, this place of being the knower. Existence, awareness. Being deeply grounded, deep into the heart. And I'm going to ask you a question. And I don't want you to answer it from the mind. I want you to stay in the heart. As the knower, and only from the space of this knowing, you're the knower, knowing you exist. Does the moon exist? When you know you exist, you can feel it. Do you have that same feeling when I ask the question, does the moon exist? Do you, as the knower, know that? Or is it a concept in the mind? Do you know, as the knower, that a moon exists? Does the moon say to you, I exist? Or is it the mind that says the moon exists? Can you feel the existence of the moon? Stay here, knowing the knower, knowing the existence. Knowing deeply, this existence, awareness, consciousness is you. practice being. Only existence, consciousness, awareness. Being only you, not the illusion of you. Thank you. direct experience of joy requires direct experience of release. One cannot hold to habitual mental activity and know the joy of peace. One can only know the joy of peace by choosing to release that which obstructs it. Practicing what I teach is choosing to release. Given from our Holy Spirit. Direct experience of joy requires direct experience of release. One cannot hold to habitual mental activity and know the joy of peace. One can only know the joy of peace by choosing to release that which obstructs it. Practicing what I teach is choosing to release. Thank you. direct experience of joy requires direct experience of release. One cannot hold to habitual mental activity and know the joy of peace. One can only know the joy of peace by choosing to release that which obstructs it. Practicing what I teach is choosing to release. Direct experience of joy requires direct experience of release. One cannot hold to habitual mental activity and know the joy of peace. One can only know the joy of peace by choosing to release that which obstructs it. Practicing what I teach is choosing to release. Thank you for joining for quote 303 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.